Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And we got our good buddy Jim Camp, who's going to join us in just a couple of seconds. We're rounding him up right now. He's the author of Start With No. He's one of our top negotiating experts in the Brain Trust, and Jim is the chairman of the Jim Camp Group, which is and the founder of Coach 2100. And one of the things that Jim does is he helps us. He helps us with understanding how to deal with other people in a business setting, in an employment setting, primarily negotiating. He's one of the world's experts on negotiating. He's taught everybody below the omnipotent how to negotiate. And he's our good friend Jim Camp. Welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, good morning.
It's good to have you back as always. Hey Jim. One of the things you started saying recently to small business owners is that they shouldn't compromise. Now, you and I both learned this in Sunday school and in kindergarten. We learned that we should be nice, we should compromise, we should try to get along with people. Now you're telling me my mommy was wrong?
You know, Jim, what's really sad is that when you get the mindset that you have to compromise, you close out any other thoughts or any other ideas of how to solve problems and how to create vision of a solution.
You mean like Washington?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, doggone it. You know, you get this mindset that, hey, I have to compromise, so I got to give up something. What do I have to give up?
Mm-hmm.
That mindset is wrong. You're thinking more of what am I delivering, and what's the value of what I'm delivering, and then you learn how to create vision of that value. Now you don't prove the value, you don't help them understand; you help them see, because that's what drives their decisions is their vision.
From a small business standpoint, Jim, I don't think compromise is the prime motivator. I think fear is the prime motivator.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Because I remember when I started my consulting business 20 plus years ago. I know how much I needed to charge per hour for my work, but I was afraid nobody would pay me for that because I didn't have a track record. So I cut the price by 40% to get started. And I quickly got it back up to the number I needed, but I remember pricing my product in those days. I mean, whenever I do a proposal for a new customer, you know, I wonder about the price. I wonder if the price I'm getting is it too aggressive, and I'm afraid that, you know, and it's an emotion that we all have, isn't it?
Well, you know, think about this, Jim. If you got a Rolls Royce and you charge a Rolls Royce price, what do they see? They see a Rolls Royce.
Right. They see that value.
And, you know, and if you're a consultant or if you're a small business person and your service comes from your intelligence, experience, your where-for-all, and it's very valuable, and you charge a high price, chances are they're going to perceive, wow, this must be very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
This must be worth something. You know, Jim, I'm not bashful with what I charge, and I have to tell people up front, look, there's 24 hours in a day, guys, and this is going to seem awfully expensive to you, so, you know, just tell me no, you don't want to pay me, it's fine, I understand, but that there's only so much time I can devote, and, you know, and it may not be for you.
So how do we get small business owners to the point where, I mean, they all believe in themselves. I mean, I do. I mean, I believe in myself. Small business owners that I know believe in themselves. But you know, as you know, Jim, we've come through a couple of 3 years where where any business is almost any business is good business.
And well, you know, Jim, what's interesting to me, really interesting to me, I remember one time I had I was a young guy and I was selling water softeners. He said, you know, you came to play football with a softball glove and bat. You don't even know the game you're in.
You brought a knife to a gunfight, or you brought a ham sandwich to a barbecue,
exactly
right?
That's exactly right. You brought a knife to a gunfight, and you know, and you don't know the game you're in. Well, honest to goodness, Jim, it's shocking the number of folks we have in the Institute right now who are discovering. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's how people.
So what is the tool? What is the weapon? What should be our choice to bring to this event?
You've got to have a system, Jim. You've got to have a system so that you know exactly where you are at all times,
mm-hmm.
and what to do next. And if things go, somebody throws you a curveball, you've got to know exactly how to react. And there is a system to do that, and mm-hmm. that's what we do. It's surprising to me the number of people that don't. I had a fellow say to me, well, Jim, I'm 52 years old. I loved this yesterday, talking to his name was John, and he lives out on the West Coast. He said, you know, Jim, I'm 52 years old. I've been winging it all my life. And I just know, I read your book, and I just tried two or three of the concepts you gave me, and they mm-hmm. worked. And I just know there's more out there. And I want you to help me go get it. I'm 52. I'm running out of time. I'd like to work another 20 years, and I really want to go somewhere. So that's why I'm calling you. But you know, how many times you talk to somebody? Say, well, what system of negotiation do you have? And they go, well, I just wing it.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are they wing it with compromise, which you, mm-hmm. you mentioned just a few
compromise
minutes ago.
Compromise and they're winging it is based on compromise and fear, which are positions of weakness, aren't they?
That's exactly right, and they don't know the game they're in, and they don't know that there's a whole system. They don't. If you said to your listening audience, Jim, if you said, "Hey, how do you make your decisions? Do you make them emotionally or intellectually or some mm-hmm. combination? How do you do it?" And invariably, over 25 years talking to audiences, I've asked that question, and everyone. 99% of the group would say, well, it's some combination. Well, you
right.
know, Jim, it's not. It's emotion.
It's all emotion. That's what you've taught us is it's all emotion.
All
and when we come back, I'm going to get you to put some meat on the bones of this plan and give us a little taste of what you do there at the Institute. And we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jim Kemp is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.